Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, October 13th. Happy Missions Monday. Our highlighted ministry partner this week is The Well House, which exists to honor God by rescuing and providing opportunities for restoration for female victims of human trafficking. We just recently had a team that went out to the Well House to serve during our serve day, and many of them were so blessed by their interactions with the ladies who have come to a place of respite. So we want to lift up those who are residents at the Well House and also those who work there. This week, I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version, and we are continuing on in Hezekiah's story. It's quite interesting. Yesterday, God said, okay, you're going to die. And then Hezekiah prayed fervently, and God heard his prayer, and he answered it affirmatively. He said, okay, you don't have to die. You're going to live 15 more years. And this is Hezekiah's song of praise in response. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 9 through 22. This is what Hezekiah wrote after he got well. I thought I would die during my best years and stay as a prisoner forever in the world of the dead. I thought I would never again see you, my Lord, or any of the people who live on this earth. My life was taken from me, like the tent that a shepherd pulls up and moves. You cut me off like thread from a weaver's loom. You made a wreck of me day and night. Until morning came, I thought you would crush my bones. Just like a hungry lion, both night and day, you made a wreck of me. I cry like a swallow, I mourn like a dove. My eyes are red from looking to you, Lord. I am in terrible trouble. Please come and help me. There's nothing I can say in answer to you, since you are the one who has done this to me. My life has turned sour. I will limp until I die. Your words and your deeds bring life to everyone, including me. Please make me healthy and strong again. It was for my own good that I had such hard times, but your love protected me from doom in the deep pit, and you turned your eyes away from my sins. No one in the world of the dead can thank you or praise you. None of those in the deep pit can hope for you to show them how faithful you are. Only the living can thank you, as I am doing today. Each generation tells the next about your faithfulness. You, Lord, will save me, and every day that we live, we will sing in your temple to the music of stringed instruments. I had told King Hezekiah's servants to put some mashed figs on the king's open sore, and he would get well. Then Hezekiah asked for proof that he would again worship in the Lord's temple. I honestly don't know what to do with this story. Hezekiah prays, the Lord hears him, and he's restored. But that's not always the case. Sometimes we pray fervently for healing, and the Lord has another vision for the future, and his will is different. I think what we can learn here is that while we are alive, we are called to praise the Lord and teach the next generation about God's faithfulness. I also believe that we are protected often, and we do not even recognize that it is God's protective hand. And so today, Lord, I thank you for the many times that you have protected us from peril, and we didn't even know it. We thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign over our lives, and you have determined the appointed times and the boundaries of where we will live. That's Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Our second passage is Acts chapter 15, verses 36 through 41. Another very interesting passage where Paul and Barnabas decide to go separate ways. Two men who are seeking to serve the Lord, and yet they have a little bit different vision about how things should proceed. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, let's go back and visit the Lord's followers in the cities where we preached his message. Then we will know how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take along John, whose other name was Mark, but Paul did not want to because Mark had left them in Pamphylia and had stopped working with them. Paul and Barnabas argued. Then each of them went his own way. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul took Silas and left after the followers had placed them in God's care. They traveled through Syria and Cilicia, encouraging the churches. Today's passage marks the beginning of the second missionary journey for Paul, and his stated purpose is to visit those to whom he had preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage them. And along this journey, he's going to go to some new places as well, and I look forward to reading about his journey with you this week. Our final passage is Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It's a psalm and a song for the Sabbath. Verse 1, it is wonderful to be grateful and to sing your praises, Lord Most High. It is wonderful each morning to tell about your love and at night to announce how faithful you are. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, I want to use the acronym PRAY as we pray together. The P stands for praise. The R stands for repent. The A stands for ask. And the Y stands for yield. Will you pray with me? Father, we bring your praises to you. As it says in the psalm, it is wonderful each morning to tell about your love, that faithful love that never gives up on us, that covenant love that continues even when we falter. And at night, Lord, we want to announce how faithful you have been to us. Thank you for your provision in this life and your protection. We repent together corporately that we have sinned against you. And we pray, Lord, that you would make us aware and gently restore us. We know that we have ultimate redemption in Jesus Christ our Lord, but we want to have that relational closeness with you day by day. And so we want to say we're sorry for the ways that we have sinned against you. Lord, we ask today on behalf of the Well House. We pray your watch care on the women that are there. We ask that they would get the healing and the gospel truth and love that they need. We pray for the staff and their families. And for everyone who is involved at the Well House, we pray according to Psalm 23 that you are their great shepherd, and that you provide for them their needs, mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, emotionally, and financially. We also ask on behalf of our family and our friends who are in need, and we take a moment to reflect upon our own needs and ask for your watch care there. Finally, Lord, we want to yield ourselves to you. Lord, we want to live according to your will. And we pray according to 1 John 5:14 and 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we will have what we asked of him. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.